Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony, on a big weekend. Happy early Mother's Day,
well,
Mom.
Well, thank you. And same to you. And I'm sure you were listening to Weekly Dish.
Oh, about the dish that most reminds me of my mom?
Yeah, that you would think of. And yeah. I just had a talk with Stephanie March as yes. she was leaving.
And
so I said, it'll be interesting to hear what my daughter would say.
Yeah, I really had to think. I'm sorry, Mom. I really had to think about it. Uh-huh. I mean, probably your chocolate chip chewies.
Oh, bingo!
Is that what you said?
We
Hope,
win.
Have you ever had my mother's chocolate chip chewies?
No.
Okay.
Oh. I think I need to. But
is
I wouldn't.
Pressure?
That is the pressure. I wouldn't be able to really give my mom credit on like a food item either. My dad was the main cook.
Oh.
Not saying my mom is super wonderful, but food wasn't.
We're not all stars in the kitchen.
I'm not either. I'm not a star in the kitchen. So yes.
Okay, but I mean, that is what I said you would say.
Yes.
But I said you don't eat normally either. So,
oh, excuse
you
know. Me.
But what would you say? Okay, if it was
the world is coming around to my eating. Everybody's going veg. Everyone's doing plants.
Okay, but what would you say if it was a main course?
I don't know, Mom. You don't really have any star main dishes. I'm sorry.
I just thought you'd say pasta with pesto.
Oh, pasta with pesto. Yep, pasta with pesto. Not homemade pasta, not homemade pesto. But other than that, totally.
No need.
You and DiGiorno.
It isn't. What is it called?
Bertoli.
Yeah, uh-huh. But this is what I want to say.
Harmony Bertoli. Pasta with pesto.
This is what I want to say.
What?
I do not remember your father, you or your brother, starving.
This is true.
You all look healthy. You all seem to have survived. Mm-hmm. So I somehow did feed you.
You
so,
did. Mom, you're the best. You're
it's
the
about
best.
Time you realize
and
that.
Now I've said it on live air, so we're done.
Can't
right?
That's
there's
now.
Mother's Day. We're done. Well, we are here to help. We are guessing that a few of you might be running around today trying to find that perfect, perfect gift. We have some ideas. We'll get to them shortly so that you have plenty of time. We're also going to tell you about an event going on today that you might want to go pick up Mom and take her out to. Lots of fun stuff to get to. If you have questions or if you think you have found the perfect Mother's Day gift, let us know. Share with the group. We all want to help each other here. You can always email us by going to mytalk1071.com, clicking on the Shop Girls page. The social media lines are open at Allie Shops, Alishops, at Harmony Kaplan. And we'll open the phone lines in the next segment, too, if you want to give us a call with questions. But first, we just wanted to hit on a few shopping stories of the week. A closing to note, I think it's worth mentioning because we talked about them through the years and they did so many good things. Winsome Goods, a local line that has been around for 7 years, is closing.
And is there a reason?
They announced this week, and I thought this was really lovely. I'm just going to read part of it. Running the business has been a privilege in ways I'm still discovering. I couldn't have done it without the help and guidance of so many others. I can't thank you all enough. Those who have followed, purchased, attended, workshopped, and supported in so many different ways. I've never felt I deserved such immense support I received. There isn't one contributing factor to this closure. Of course, last year has taken a financial, emotional, motivational toll that simply become impossible to overcome. Well, I just think it's a good like reminder that clothing brands and stores are run by humans.
Right. Exactly.
They are humans who live in our community. They are delighted when we walk in their doors. They are, you know, able to survive when we make purchases. And,
but
you know,
we don't.
Bravo to Winsome Goods for all of the work and beauty. And I'm sure it's not the last that we'll hear from that brand or from its designer. Then this is kind of like if you have always thought about going to take a selfie, as so many have, it's one of the best Instagram spots in the Twin Cities. It's the wall outside of I Like You.
Right. Yeah.
Their original store in Northeast on First Avenue. They on First Street? What is that?
Street.
Off, yeah, right? They are for, no, I'm sorry, it is. It's First Avenue Northeast, 501 First Avenue Northeast. Well, guess what, guys? They're moving.
Really? To
yes.
Where?
Well, they haven't said yet, and I've got to call in to find out. I guess it's not too far away. They say they'll still be in
the
Northeast.
Same neighborhood.
But Mother's Day, meaning tomorrow, is their last day in that spot. And it is such a charming store with, you know, like turf instead of carpet.
They're always at the state fair.
At the state fair. But this is their store.
Their regular store, yes.
Yeah, and it is amazing how many people have done engagement photos and baby photos and weekend selfies because the side of their building says, I like you, all over it. And it's super cute. So go take advantage before someone paints over it. And I'm sure they're not going to be very popular when they do.
Oh.
But they said they will recreate the wall. They know
so
how important
that is.
So will
they be closed for a period of time before they reopen?
So what they said, they haven't said exactly what's happening. I'm guessing they might be getting it ready because they said we'll still be in Northeast. More details and a sneak peek to come. So
maybe
it's
it won't be long anyway.
A bit of a mystery, but you've got today and tomorrow to get over to their store on First Avenue Northeast. Right, it's near Certix.
Right.
Just a, you know, kind of a kitty corner from there, and go say goodbye. And you could pick up a Mother's Day card and maybe a gift while you're at it. That would be a good one to do. And then this I thought was pretty interesting. Rosenthal Furniture, a fixture in downtown Minneapolis for generations. Literally.
125 years.
Four
generations a long time.
Of Rosenthal's.
Right.
And they have stuck it out in the warehouse district. They are literally the only retailer left over there. You know, it's sports bars and arenas.
It's amazing that they've stayed.
They withstood the construction of the light rail right in front of their store for, you know, years. Well, now they are going to open. They're not leaving. They own that building and they're going to keep it, but they're opening a store in Minnetonka. It's going to be in a really good location because that is a busy center. It's across the street from Ridgedale between Target and the Lunds and Byerly's. You know
that's
that center?
Not bad. Yes.
I mean, that's a primo
spot. What was there before?
Famous Footwear. It was a Famous Footwear.
Oh, right.
So it's a lot smaller. It's probably like half the size of the downtown store, but they're going to max it out. And if you're not familiar, Rosenthal does high-end contemporary furnishings.
You really can find things there that you don't find other places. And if you like contemporary, they have a great selection.
It really is. If you start to feel like, oh my gosh, everybody has that same thing from West Elm, from Room and Board. We're all going to the same few places. Love them all, but we all tend to go to the same places. Rosenthal really has standout. They have got some of the sleekest. They've got like couches that operate by remote control and you can make the back come up and go down.
Ooh,
and, you know, very sleek stuff. Anyway, so they're going to open it and they said, look, they've tried and tried, but the challenge of getting people downtown right now is tough.
Right.
It makes
With
me sad.
Pandemic,
it's a good reminder that, you know, if we don't go to the stores won't be there. But there will be new reasons to go to their downtown location. They're turning it into a clearance center. So that's where they're going to have floor samples and they're going to have, you know, discounted items. And they're also going to have this line, Stressless. Do you know Stressless?
No.
Okay. Well, apparently people who know Stressless love Stressless.
Yeah.
It is, they make ergonomic recliners, chairs, sofas, things that look really high end. I mean, they are high end.
Yeah.
It's Scandinavian. But they're really, really comfortable. So if you have back issues, if I could afford one, I'd get one for my husband.
But
they make really, really great chairs and people just swear by it. And so Rosenthal's going to keep their Stressless gallery downtown along with the clearance gallery, too. So two locations.
So
but
at least they aren't really closing. And that's the important thing. And probably that's going to be a really good location for them.
I think it will be.
I think there's another big furniture store. Isn't Barofka? Which I always laugh because Barofka furniture, I just hear the commercials late at night.
Yeah.
And they have a 237-year guarantee with anything you buy. It's always
quite
gotten
a warranty.
Me. But I know they're in like Burnsville and all, but I believe they are now in Minnetonka too.
Oh, really?
So
we'll look that up over the break. Meanwhile, the Rosenthal in Minnetonka will open on May 12th. So next week, look forward to that. When we get back, some last minute Mother's Day gift ideas. That's next on Shop Girls. Got some very exciting news, guys. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony, here to help you make sure that mom is happy.
If mama's not happy, nobody's happy.
That's right. Well, how do you think your mom would respond to a candle by Drake? Isn't that what she's been wanting? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Mom,
I mean,
right?
Is
that what you want?
I would not be happy at all.
Well,
some people, because he's been talking about this forever, that Drake, he was going to come out with this line.
Drake, the rapper, the musician, is getting into the candle business.
Yes.
Don't we all eventually get
Better
in?
World Fragrance House candles.
Yes.
That's what they're called.
So apparently, I mean, he has, as you said, he's been teasing this out on Instagram.
I talked about it once, I remember.
Gifting, you know, people more famous than you and I, members of the Toronto Rappers, many friends. Now, finally, at long last, we will all be able to get a Drake candle.
What a relief.
And we don't even know what they smell like because it's a mystery.
Really?
Right?
I thought it said
it was kind of a mystery scent.
No, there are four scents. Well, they have some promotion that's in California or whatever, so it doesn't matter to us. But one of the candles is called Sweeter Tings.
Yes.
Instead of, you know, sweeter, not things, Sweeter Tings. And it's a nostalgic, comforting scent.
Yes.
There's Williamsburg Sleepover Seduction in a candle.
Mm-hmm.
So
again, as I was saying, we don't really know what they smell like. We just know some words.
Right.
We just know some words.
Oh, I love this one. The Muskoka. It's a cozy scent like Drake's turtlenecks.
I would like to smell Drake's turtlenecks.
Yeah, I bet you would. Yeah, I'm going to say, let's see, how much are they? I don't even know if you can put a price on a candle scent
developed by Drake, really.
No. I can't, but I can't find any prices
out
either.
They're out on Mother's Day, so you could give your mom an IOU and tell her it's coming soon.
Right, because she is the light of your life.
Oh, good one.
Thank you.
Should we see how quickly you could write other people's cards? Call in and ask my mom to write a little
thank you so much.
Yeah, you're
$50
good.
A card.
Exactly. You're good on the fly. 651-641-1071. We do questions at the top of the noon hour, but if you're really desperate and trying to come up with something for mom and you need the help right now.
This minute.
Yes, we're here for you. Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine put out a list of some local ideas at MSPMag.com. That's out now, just with some like even local cards that you could buy from Bruno Press and Quill and Q and places like that. I did love this sweatshirt that they posted from Statement Boutique in the North Loop.
Yes.
It's very, very cute, very classy, and simply says Mama.
Mama. Yeah, I think that's wonderful.
It's kind of a creamy color with a darker letters. It's really adorable.
Yep,
yeah,
I think it is. And, you know, I mean, I realize I do not personally like to receive household goods, but there are many women who do.
Yes.
And Cambria, which is a local company, has trays and things, you know, to add to the look of your kitchen or your, you know, if you're entertaining and all. There's food safe charcuterie boards and trays and Lazy Susans.
Yeah.
And you can get those at CambriaUSA.com.
But could you go to their showroom in, they've got a showroom what
Sixth?
Street is that? Yeah. Is that Fifth? It's right
is
where
it?
WCCO is, right next door to the radio station.
I didn't know if I should. Because we are on a different radio station.
Oh, well, I mean, they exist.
Okay.
They're listening here and they're going to stay here, but just as a landmark, I think it's okay to mention.
I like the other thing that Minneapolis St. Paul suggested, which certainly is a nice thing, is sneakers from Pumps.
Oh,
Pumps
yeah.
is located in the Galleria, and they've got some great looking shoes, and some of them are made from recycled bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, you can always get a gift card there too, or at the Galleria, which last minute, but I think just about any mother would be happy to have that.
You could. Maybe mom is trying to center herself, needs a little more.
A little centering's good.
A little zen in her life.
Yeah.
How about a new, really cool yoga mat? That's kind of a fun gift idea.
Really into yoga.
Yeah, or maybe she's, you know, dabbling.
For her afternoon nap. That's possible too.
Something like that. But one suggestion, local company is Big Raven Yoga.
Bless you, sweetheart.
Sorry. Spring allergies.
Yep.
Anyway, there are several local companies and lots of local studios that you could just walk into. And that would be a fun thing to do, like a mat or a yoga towel or something like that. And then a gift card to go to a studio.
Right. Another one that they suggested, and I've done this, is the salt therapy at the Salt Cave. This is not the one I've done. I did one. No, I went to the Salt Spa.
Yeah.
And they have a room that you can do a...
I didn't remember that you actually went in that room.
I did.
You did.
I was all alone in there, too.
Yeah, I thought you might be scared.
Well,
did you fall asleep?
I was really... No, I did. Well, maybe I rested. Oh. I don't think I fell asleep. But there is also one, the Salt Cave. There's a 45-minute session. That's at 4811 Nicollet Avenue.
Yes.
So, you know, that is something to... alleviate her stress, because many mothers do have stress.
This is true.
Yep.
This is true. So there are a few local ideas. Of course, when you really get down to the wire and you're talking last minute, some stores that I would certainly pop into. We always mention General Store of Minnetonka, especially with their gift boxes.
Yeah, they do wonder.
Isn't that weird to think about? So last year we did one of those surprise boxes for you, and we stood outside your window.
Right. See, that's scary to me.
Isn't that weird?
That's a year ago, and that's hard to believe, because I can just picture you standing out there.
Yes.
As I opened all of these things in my gift box.
Yeah.
From General Store. Yeah.
Crazy. Surgeon Jane at 44th and France, they've really stepped up their gifting, which is no surprise because Jamie Carl has a background in that. And originally I felt like the store was a little more focused on apparel. They still have all the apparel for men and women, but she's really brought in a lot of cool candles and other gifty type things and cards and stationery. So that would be a good place if you're
I haven't been there through the pandemic, and I get all of their Instagram posts, and I really want to go over there. They've got great things.
If you went over to that part of town, I'm all about like kind of maximizing where you are. It's a Saturday afternoon. Maybe you want to go walk around Lake Harriet, get your exercise, be outside, then go shopping just up the street in Linden Hills at Surgeon Jane.
And then go to Jinx Tea.
You could go to Jinx Tea, get some bubble tea, but then you could also go to Bean and Row, which is next door to Surgeon Jane.
Absolutely.
Bean and Row, Surgeon Jane, everything's an and. But they too, lots of great gifts there. Obviously, lots of things mom would like, and you could do something. Well, I don't know. It might be too late to get it monogrammed, but you could tell her you're going to get it monogrammed.
Yes. Something and then to look forward
just
to.
A few doors down is Foxwell, Heather and Brad Fox's new store. You might know them from HGTV. So you've got a whole bunch of options right there.
All in one area.
Yes. Maximize the time. When we get back, we're going to tell you about a fun event happening today. Don't go away. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony, here to tell you about an event happening today. You're listening. You're driving around. It's beautiful. You want to do something. Maybe you want to go pick up mom and say, hey, what about going to Midtown Global Market? We haven't been there in a while.
Right.
Let's go support the city and enjoy a fashion stroll. And here to tell us a little more about it, one of my favorite local humans, Renee Dossman. Hello, Renee.
Hello.
Are you at the market right now?
Wait, I'm sorry. We got some stuff going on in the market.
I know.
You say
that? I know.
It's really good.
We are completely inconveniencing you, and we appreciate you taking just a moment to set the scene for us. So Renee is the president of the Neighborhood Development Center, which runs Midtown Global Market. So Renee, start with this. Just tell us what's happening. Is everybody open at Midtown? What's it like there for people who haven't been in a while?
Yeah, we're open. And we've been open for a while, and we actually got some new shops that have opened. We got a Oasis Market and a Halal Meat Market that's opened, as well as a Smokehouse Barbecue.
Nice.
So, yeah, things are open. And today we're just celebrating mothers. And
that's a good thing to do.
We got gift bags, and oh, my God, I'm so excited.
So you're doing a fashion stroll, which means what? You've got sort of informal modeling going on all day?
Yes, we got some volunteers that are modeling a lot of the jewelry and clothes and wares from the market, because, you know, we have all these different cultures represented in the market.
Yep.
We got different countries represented in the fashion show, as well as their jewelry. And it's beautiful. Oh, my gosh. There's a traditional from Morocco, an outfit that you'd wear as the groom in a wedding.
Oh.
And it is stunning. It's stunning.
And lots of great jewelry options, which always makes a good gift.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, girl. You know I love some bling.
So this is going on all day from 11 to 4. So people could come, do a little shopping.
Have something to eat.
Have some lunch. Stay long enough that then maybe you could have some dinner or a snack.
Yes, we would love that. You know, it's there's just a family right now that's just dancing because we got a DJ. So, yeah, eat and shop, especially if you didn't get your mom a gift yet.
Yeah.
This is a great place to find something that's truly unique that you can't find anywhere else.
That's what's fun. Yes, there are things there that you're not going to find in other stores.
I love that you're doing this today instead of doing it on Mother's Day, because it gives you a chance to actually get something for mom in time for Mother's
Day. There's a beautiful lady right now from Zara Fashion modeling this gorgeous dress with some beautiful jewelry. She's got like one of those little ankle bracelet things on. Oh my God, she's beautiful.
Look at, we're getting like live commentary from the runway.
It's a live radio fashion show.
Renee, obviously we know this year has been so challenging for all of the local businesses at Midtown.
Yes.
Tell us how they're all doing. I mean,
you know, we're doing the best we can, right? We're coming back. I'll tell you, these entrepreneurs are extremely resilient. We've received a lot of support from the community to keep the market going. And I'm so full of joy today because there's just some noise in the market. There's some vibrancy. There's some people. You know, we averaged about 25,000 people a week, and we went down to 8,000.
Oh,
so it's been pretty tough, but you know what? We're coming back.
Yeah.
We're coming back.
Yeah. And I just think right now, and we've been talking about it on the show, people just need to be a little more intentional about where they go, where they spend their dollars, and not be afraid to drive into the city. There's parking right there.
Free parking.
Yeah.
We do an hour of free parking right here. Yeah, and I think that's been the biggest thing, is that people are scared, but the rubble's been cleaned up, and we're ready, and we're open for business, and really just want the community to come in and enjoy all the diversity that the market has to offer.
And for those who haven't been before, I mean, they need to know that these are all locally owned, I mean, small businesses by, I mean, such a range of local entrepreneurs.
Yes, over like at least 15 different countries are represented in the market. There's about 39 entrepreneurs, primarily immigrant entrepreneurs in the market. So, I just think, you know, you just can't get this experience anywhere else.
Right, for sure.
In the world, in the country, actually, there's no place like this market.
Are you, and you've been helping them. I know you cut rent, and you've been trying to help many of them even set up websites and things that they might not have. What else has been working? Are you getting new? Are there new applicants who want to open businesses now? What's happening?
Yeah, we have some, like I mentioned, we got Oasis Market that just opened. We have a grand opening coming up next week, actually, for Smokehouse Barbecue. They have barbecue and soul food, which is wonderful. And we just have so many new things that we're planning and events that we're planning in partnership with the community. Mm-hmm. We have Sean Sherman and his team, the Indigenous Food Lab. They've been serving like 10,000 meals to the Native community each week. Mm-hmm. So there's just a lot of different things that are happening in the market, and the entrepreneurs are just super excited for people to come back.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, that's what we need to do. We need to go back.
Yes, we need to come back.
I think people are really starting to do that. You know, people are starting to feel more comfortable about getting out and about.
Yeah, and I'm seeing families walking through now, and everybody's masked up because we're very particular about that. We have ambassadors. And so you can definitely feel safe inside the market, inside and outside. Yeah, but it's just it's a vibrant place to be.
And Renee, I know you partnered with an MCAD student for today's event too.
Yes, we did, and I just met him. He was the one that was dancing, and he's a good dancer. His name's Daryl Thomas, and I just love when people here's the deal: if you have an idea about something that you like to do or try, an event that you'd like to host, we're a great place to do that. We love that. We love embracing the artist and what they want to create, and we have the space to do that. So, yeah his name's Daryl Thomas. He's a visual artist at MCAD.
Very cool. Very cool. And that is a good reminder if you're looking for a space to host something or do a meeting. That's a really great idea. Well, we'll let you get back to it, Renee. You're probably taking your turn on the runway or dance floor next.
Girl, you know I'm going to the dance floor as we speak.
Renee Dossman, thank you for all you're doing.
Oh,
it makes the city a better place, and we all need to get out there and support. It's the Midtown Global Market, 920 East Lake Street. Free first hour of parking. Just hold on to your...
And the event goes on today until what time?
Until 4 o'clock today.
4 o'clock. So
all
forth.
Right. We'll see you there, Renee. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Am I right that Renee was on an By All Means podcast?
She was,
You know, I didn't want to say it while she was on because I thought, what if I'm... But I was pretty sure, and she's just remarkable.
Yes.
I love that podcast.
So we told Renee's story. Yes, Twin Cities Business, we have a podcast called By All Means. You can find it. You can find it on Podcast One from Hubbard. You can find it on iTunes or Spotify, wherever you listen. It's called By All Means, and it's stories of local entrepreneurs and business leaders. Yeah. And we told Renee's story from growing up in the projects in Chicago, moving to Duluth, where she felt very kind of like a fish out of water, moving to Minneapolis. And now, and she had a very successful career at Target.
Yes, that's right.
And then moved into nonprofit work, left Target, left her big cushy gig. She was doing food trends. You know, all of those trail mixes?
Yes.
You know, like the Archer Farms trail mixes?
Right.
That's Renee.
Oh, no wonder they're so good.
She did snacks.
Things that I love.
She was there when they were really expanding, when Target was expanding grocery. She was a big part of that. And she used to travel the world identifying food trends. How about that for a job?
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then finally she decided for her body, she needed to quit.
Well, her body, her mind, everything. Yeah. She wanted a new challenge, and she went into nonprofit work. And so the Neighborhood Resource, the Neighborhood Development Center is really an amazing organization that is, they support local entrepreneurs. They give grants, they give training and education to people primarily from disadvantaged communities in town, and they help them start businesses. In all aspects of what that means. And one place where they can help retail type businesses go is to Midtown Global Market. Yeah. And last year, you know, I mean, they cut rent in half. Yeah. They did all kinds of things just to help those vendors stay open. Because they literally lost, you know, months and months of their business.
Ugh.
So
it's been
things
tough.
If you haven't been over to Lake Street for a while, I just really encourage you to go. And, you know, we had a conversation for Twin Cities Business this week, our Community Impact Awards, and we had R.T. Ryback, former mayor,
it was
on.
A wonderful
and he was
event.
Saying the same thing that, I mean, that's what, you know, you want to, when you want to talk about action and what you can do, that's what you can do is support the city.
Right. And he was saying that about downtown. He said, don't be afraid to go downtown, go down and go to a restaurant.
So I also wanted to mention, we didn't get to this before, our friend Jasmine Stringer of Carpe Diem, she put out a Mother's Day gift guide. We'll post a link to this. It's Mother's Day gift ideas, all from Black-owned businesses in the Twin Cities. And she's got some great ideas, from beauty products to, pretty mugs and tea from Central Oak Apothecary, ethically sourced teas, and places that you might not. There's also the Minnesota, the Black Box, which is like a subscription gift box. Subscriptions, always a good last minute gift, right? Because it seems like you were planning it for ages.
You know, you better not do any of those things for me.
I'm giving away my secrets. Yeah. Shoot. Yeah. But you could just go online today and sign my mom up for it to receive the subscription.
Your mom up? Okay.
I'm just saying in general.
You said I shouldn't do it. No, so. I know, but I thought maybe other people would like to send them to me.
So. Anyway, Jasmine had some good ideas. So that's that one. It's the Minnesota Black Box, it's called. And it's a subscription gift box where if you sign up, you'll get it every month. But I really want to check out this Central Oak Apothecary, which is another local brand, and doing all of these wellness products. And then, this one I love. I have one of her candles. It's Kobe Co. makes candles. It's a high school student from De La Salle High School. And she decided she needed money for college. She was going to start a business. And she makes these beautiful, lovely scented candles that she sells. And they're really pretty. And you can go on her website, which is lovekobeco.com.
Okay.
KOBICO.com. I'm going to post a link on Twitter right now to Jasmine's list, and we will be back with Whose Look Is It Anyway? That's next. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan. My mother, Harmony, is here because we always like to be together on Mother's Day.
Absolutely. Right? Or before or after.
Some go out to brunch. We just do radio shows. Yep. Well, it is that time. We take a look at the trends. We analyze them. We decide if we want them as gifts, if we would rather let them go, and could we actually be seen out in public? Whose look is it anyway?
Give me, she's wearing that outfit.
It's time for the shop girls to ask.
Can I ask you something?
Whose look is it anyway?
I should even talk about this with you because I didn't want to give away my gift that I had gotten for you for Mother's Day.
Okay.
But I decided I had to share it with the world.
For the good of the listeners,
yes,
really.
Absolutely. It would seem that, you know, we know monograms are a big thing, but we now have got logomania, as they call it in Vogue, coming to your face, which is always a good place to have.
What?
For example, there are little things that hang from your... I didn't even realize that was called a septum. My son used to call nostril snarzels. So hangs between your snarzels.
Something anyway, like that, yes.
It is a... how do you even explain it?
It's so just picture like a nose ring. Earring. Yes, yeah. Picture like the classic subtle understated nose ring, right? Just a ring. Okay, this is a ring with dangling bedazzled jewels that literally hangs down over your lips.
Yeah,
and represents Chanel. Yes. Because what else would you want hanging off your face?
Well, actually, is that one Chanel? Maybe that.
Well, I did see one. There was a lip one that was Chanel.
There's a lip one.
I'm sorry. So you could do Gucci hanging down your face.
Yes, that's Gucci.
Right.
But if you would like to have one that is like, apparently it isn't real. It isn't an authentic piercing.
Oh, well, then forget it.
But yeah. But you can have.
Oh, so they're fake. Oh, I thought you meant fake. Are they really diamond?
I think some may be and some may not.
Okay. But you're saying you don't have to pierce your lip.
It's a faux lip ring.
Oh, well, then I might want to try it.
Really? That looks so lovely in the middle of your lower lip. And as you eat, you probably would swallow that along with the food.
You're probably right. That is exactly what would happen to me. I would swallow it.
But there are, you know, many people apparently who like these. And at least the fact that they are fake, you don't have to commit to, you know, a big piercing. Mm-hmm. But they do come in crystals, too. And what Vogue is saying is this has become such a big thing with all of the logos everywhere. Among the other things already this year, Gucci has a monogram puffer that they made with North Face. We talked about that collaboration. And Fendi has cursive F's all over a pair of tights. Balmain has geometric spiral blazers. And Givenchy has chain necklaces. So everybody has these. I would say these are good, the lip piercing and the septum ring with the bedazzled earring-like look are good for Instagram. Mm-hmm. And other than that, I think they might interfere with your life a little bit.
A little bit.
You know, if that's what you want to do.
To each his own. I would like to see you in one of those.
Oh, you bet.
Yeah.
Now, we have to talk about Billie Eilish. Because the entire world is talking about Billie Eilish, who is seen on the cover of British Vogue. Totally unrecognizable from what we are used to. Billie Eilish has always had her green streaked hair.
You know who she looks like in this picture? Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, she does.
Yeah.
Now with her blonde hair.
She totally looks like Scarlett Johansson.
But, you know, she's always worn baggy clothes. I mean, they've been designer, but everything is just like totally covering her body.
Yep.
And talk about a shock to see her on the cover in... I don't even know.
Bustier.
It's a bustier, tight as can be.
Liquidy, like, is that a skirt or?
No. She has like a corset.
No, but the bottom half. Oh, isn't that like?
I'm looking at the bottom half, and in this one picture, it is a literal corset, and with garters that hold up her stockings.
Okay, I'm looking at the cover.
And, yeah, and with a trench coat over it, and it's so unlike everything that she's done. Mm-hmm. And she says, suddenly you're a hypocrite if you want to show your skin and you're easy and you're a slut. Let's turn it around and be empowered in that. Showing your body and showing your skin or not should not take any respect away from you. But
look, I mean, you know, she was 15
now.
Years old when she became world famous.
Right.
You know, your look at 15 is not your look at 18 or 20. Things
That's
evolve,
true.
And she is doing all of this in the public eye.
Yeah.
I mean, go for it. She
you
looks great.
So?
Yeah, why not?
Well, I just think it's interesting. She's got some comments on Twitter that were very positive, and then she got others that were not. Mm-hmm. Many people thought she was unique and different and all that. And they say now it's mainstream, exchangeable, slick and polished. Why? Mm-hmm. You know, I think you're right. She's growing up. And if this is what she decides she wants to do, she has every right. But I think just for someone who has been so famous and so out there and had such a distinct look of seeming to want to just cover everything up, it's quite dramatic.
Well,
I think it's shocking more than anything.
I don't know. I did you read about like how this originally came about? Like, so I know that the New York Times
idea.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Yep.
She was the one who said to Vogue, "Let's glam it up.
Yep.
I'm ready to do this."
Yep.
Because New York Times reported that she placed her trust in the hands of Vogue's senior style director,
which is like the first time because she's done things herself.
Yep.
And this, I think some of her fans are feeling like, you know, almost betrayed.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I think that everyone evolves. And at that young age, especially.
Right.
You know, I mean, everyone always thought, oh, you know, maybe she just doesn't want to show her boobs. And so that's why she was always doing it. So, you know,
I think she wanted to be in big oversized sweatshirts because that's what she liked and that was the style, and now she decided she wants to, you know,
she wanted to
show off a bit.
We'll see where she continues on with that.
And if you want another way of showing off, if you can't quite go Billy, you might want to go Megan Fox. We'll post this, but she just wore her blazer without any pants.